When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Would you, Monica, buy one? It's like $4 and you get a 20-pack of the strips that you urinate on to see if you have HCG in your urine. Would you buy it for $4 and test it?
I will be honest with you.
And trust it. Would you trust it or would you go somewhere else and pay $15 for two of them?
That's the thing. When it comes to that, I need to be serious. Mm. Like, I can't be dollar store in that. I just can't. And I would probably get it as like a second opinion or third opinion, like after the first one came back positive. I mean, like, please tell me this is a lie someone. But
so don't you get the cheap one for the first opinion?
No.
It says you're not pregnant. You're like, okay, I'm good. It's only $4. I got 19
tests. No, you go expensive as you can.
Right, but here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Worst case scenario, if you pee on a stick, it says you're not pregnant, and all of a sudden you don't feel right, you're going to go to the doctor. I would rather use gun to my head, dollar store pregnancy test or dollar store condoms. I'm going with dollar store pregnancy test.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, yeah, dollar store condoms, that's like, I don't even know if that, Brett, is that next to the
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I haven't purchased any there.
They must be regular brand condoms that are in the dollar store, right?
If so, they do have name brand stuff, and if they do, it's just for way less. So, like, if it is, it'd be like one.
Right, but
like small
why
children.
Is it past date?
Why is it way less?
Because it's just one, and it's for a dollar.
It's expired.
A pack of two or something. I don't know how much they are.
Do condoms expire? They have to, right?
Yeah, sure. The spermicide has an expiration date. Right?
Not to mention there has to be an age on the latex
on the
or lambskin or whatever. There's got to be some age.
The hell out of here with that whole thing.
So they said, though, the FDA, as long as it says FDA approved on the box, no matter how cheap it is or it seems to you, if it's FDA approved, it's the same exact thing. That is like two for $15 at like CVS is 20-pack for $4. It's the same strip of paper, but they wrap it in like a plastic holder, like a thermometer type thing. And that's how they sell it for so much more. But it's the same thing.
I would buy Wal pregnancy test, you know, the Walgreens brand or like the Walmart one.
Right.
I would buy the store brand of another place before the dollar store. No offense, dollar store. I love you. But.
You can get the one from Procter & Gamble, or you can get Walpreg.
Right. No, Value Preg.
Value Preg.
Yeah, no good. Thank you. Yeah.
Value Preg.
About this Preg.
Yeah, that's like just a pool you shouldn't be swimming in, it seems. So, but
With the dollar store pregnancy test, did they throw in a morning after pill just in case?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Buy one, get one.
That's the thing. I was watching, there was a commercial for Plan B, and there's a coupon for it. Like, who has a coupon? Who just has it in their glove compartment? A $5 off coupon for Plan B. What kind of life are you living right now? I'm a little jealous.
Do you want to hear a really crazy birth control story?
Always.
This woman caught. Okay, so couple, late 20s, decide they don't want to have children, right?
Mm-hmm.
The husband and wife decide they don't want to have children. The husband's mother loses her mind.
She got to do with it.
That's going to be the end of the bloodline. That's going to be the end of the family name. You can't do that. Blah, blah, blah. They make a decision that they don't want to have children.
Yeah.
So the woman goes off to work. Not the mother-in-law. The woman goes off to work. The husband, the mother-in-law offers to make dinner for them. Right? So the woman's at work, the son, the husband is asked by his mother to go out and buy a whole bunch of stuff for dinner.
Okay.
So he's out of the house. The mother-in-law goes upstairs into the bedroom, into the married couple's bedroom.
Yeah.
Woman comes home from work, goes upstairs to get changed, finds the mother-in-law poking holes in their condoms.
No, she was not. That's not even.
That's horrible.
What does she do?
That's a crime.
That is a crime because you're bringing. Oh, that's That's life-changing. That's coming. Yep. Oh, my God.
Literally life-changing.
Right.
Think about that.
That's an innocent. Oh, my God. I can't even.
After offering to cook dinner for the couple one night, the mother-in-law sent her son out to the shops to buy some ingredients. The wife explains how she returned home from work to find her husband still out of the house, so she went upstairs to change, but saw her mother-in-law poking holes in the couple's condoms. She wrote, "When I open the door into our bedroom, what I see is what looks like mother-in-law carefully trying to poke holes in our condoms. Quote, she snaps her head in my direction with this mortifying deer in the headlights look on her face like a fish out of water. She mumbles something about how she's trying to save the family and frantically runs out of the house.
Bye. Never coming back.
When her husband eventually came home, she recounted the events to him, and he said he was, quote, absolutely horrified by his mother's actions.
Why do mothers-in-law think that it's their business? It's not her business at all.
So true.
Do you ever notice the horror stories are very rarely about the father-in-laws?
Well,
you know why?
Why?
Because we mind our goddamn business. It's the truth. It's the truth. We don't want drama. We don't want our own drama. Never mind anybody else's drama.
No,
we don't get involved in it.
The problem with the Phil here is that then that he should say something to her. Do you know what I mean? Like, I understand you don't want drama, so then tell her, none of your business, back off.
That doesn't mean you get, oh, so women listen to their husbands now.
Well.
Oh, that was adorable. That was cute, pretty girl.
I mean, if he never says anything at all, and then this, like, okay, so my ex-father-in-law was super, super cool, super chill, everything you just said described, and he didn't want any part of the drama. But he didn't ever talk, and he never said anything, and my mother-in-law, just, rah, 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 and it's in her business, and blah. When my ex-father-in-law did say something, which was rare, that's when she listened, because he didn't ever say anything. Do you know what I mean? So he was serious. So in this situation, and she's rambling on about the stupid family bloodline or whatever the crap she thinks is her business,
right?
That's when he needs to stand up and say, sit down, shut up, enough.
This story gets the story gets worse.
It can't.
Sit down.
The story gets worse. To make matters worse, the couple realized that the mother-in-law had been in the home a few weeks earlier and could have tampered with their contraception then as well. The Reddit users were equally as horrified to hear the story, with one person telling them, go to the police and press charges against the mother. Others say they should end all contact with her. They described the behavior as assault. Many advised that the couple chuck out all of their condoms immediately and take a pregnancy test just in case the mother-in-law had been doing it for a while.
Right. Good point.
Yeah. There's bottom line, zero
I told
trust.
You the story gets worse, right?
Oh, no. No. Worse or
they didn't
than
get
this?
Pregnant. Tell me they didn't get pregnant. That's not right. Tell me they didn't.
Sadly, it seems she had done it before, and after taking a pregnancy test and visiting the doctor, the woman updated her post to reveal that she was in fact pregnant with her first child and is unsure of what to do next.
That's not that's
that is horrific.
What I think should have to happen, I think the mother-in-law should have to legally be on the hook for the financial upkeep of that child.
Absolutely. 100%.
Sounds fair. Really does.
If there are no criminal...
But they're still taking care of the child, and they had no plans.
If there are no criminal... Well, if she decides to have the baby.
That's what I was just going to say. I love how we're just assuming she's going to keep it. No. That doesn't have to be a thing.
I got it. I got it. I'm just saying, if that's what they decide to do, that woman... There should be criminal charges filed. I don't know what the criminal charges could possibly be.
Jail. Something.
Right, but
for
I don't
what?
Know.
What, like, what do you call
like,
that?
What's the crime?
Tampering with a condom
hole
just
poking.
Doesn't sound like it carries a...
Hole is poking is now officially hole a crime, poking. And it's a minimum of 5 years.
Yeah. Here comes a serial hole poker.
Baby making. I don't know. The whole thing is...
Right.
That's the nightmare of nightmares. These poor people.
Right.
God.
She's causing them to have a completely different life than they both had agreed to have.
Right.
That's, JP, you were talking about earlier.
Irreversible.
Families. That's selfish. That is the definition of selfish right there. She wanted what she wanted, and she ruined people's lives because of it. That's selfish. Mm.
What I think may happen if they decide to have the child.
That's horrible.
If they decide to have the child, that they'll realize that it's pretty amazing and will open up to it.
But it's
however,
not amazing for
however,
everybody.
However, their hand should never have been forced.
Right.
No. And it's not amazing. What if they don't? What if, and this is the worst part, this is the worst case scenario. Mm. What if it's not amazing for them and that's why they knew they didn't want it and they decided they didn't want to have kids and it's not. And this poor kid, this poor innocent child is now resented or treated just even subconsciously a little bit different because they never wanted it. And that's so wrong.
Because that thread of what our life was going to be is running through everything, every response, every mood.
Well, they live in a world where it's horrible. The parents felt strongly enough, they can terminate the pregnancy if need be and go about their life.
Or adoption or whatever. Yeah.
They can decide then.
And that mom who poked holes, who wanted the bloodline and blah, 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 and poked her nose in it, then if they decide, and they have every right to decide to you know, terminate the pregnancy or put it up for adoption. She's got nothing. That's probably going to hurt her even more because she's, it's my family or whatever. Tough. You caused this. No.
Yeah.
I got you.
Oh, my God. This boils
crazy,
my
blood. Right?
It is a nuts story. Where is that? Where did that happen?
It does not say.
Oh, it's U.S.
It's out of the Mirror, U.K., but that doesn't mean a lot of the times the stories are right here in the States, too. So I don't know.
That's some.
I'm just surprised that we haven't heard about that from other places. Like, that is a nutty story.
The nightmare is what that is.
Right.
Yeah. David on line two. Go ahead, David.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
What's up?
I just wanted to let y'all know that those Dollar Tree pregnancy tests are legit. I got three kids from them.
So wait, the pregnancy test said that you were pregnant and you were three times in a row?
Yep.
All everything was
my wife went and got, because she went to Walmart and got, you know, the $27 one or whatever, and it came out positive. And just for giggles, you know, we're like, here, let's try this one. So we tried it, and then sure enough, it came up positive. Did it with my second son, came up positive with my daughter, positive. So we were like, why spend $27 when we can spend a dollar?
Right.
You are not wrong.
That kid's got to eat.
And those drug tests that they have in there, those are legit too. I use them every time I got to go take a drug test for a job.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, they are legit. What? So Dollar Tree is coming up.
Thanks, David.
Who knew?
Appreciate it.
That gives me faith in like
David
some of the stuff.
Right on.
I'll try so many things.
Drug test. They have those too. I don't know if I trust it. Would I? When you get your job's on the line, you got to go for a drug test.
I remember. Got to believe David, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember when I had to pass my drug test for my internship. I had to drink like this test clean stuff, like a gallon of it. Ugh.
Or you could have just not smoked pot.
I didn't know I was going to have to take a drug test.
Just in life, and then, like, no matter when you have to take a drug test, it's always going to come up clean.
They did give me time to study, so that was cool.
How long?
There was a club that we used to go to, like a bar club, you know, and there was a bus in the back, like an old bus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everybody used to go in there and get, you know, smoke weed or whatever it was. And I saw the intern coordinator smoking weed in the bus as I'm sitting there waiting to go have to take my drug test. And he's like, what, man? I passed my test.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll never forget that.
Oh, good. Yeah. How are you?
That's right.
Well, Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Be right back.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.